Hey Des Moines, I'm Ed Sheeran.
This is Rihanna.
Kelly Clarkson.
You're listening to Big Ken and Colleen.
On Star 102.5.
So do you have big dreams? And do you want to hang out with other people with big dreams? Tonight's your night. It's a big dream gathering. Mitch Matthews is back to talk.
Yay!
Hello, Mitch.
Morning, Mitch.
How are you?
We're good. How you doing?
This is great. This feels like a family reunion. I mean, the ones you want to go to, right?
Exactly.
It's been a while.
Little caveat.
Of course. So this big dream gathering, we're what, a decade in?
It started in 2006. I can't do math, so I think we're about a decade in. It's amazing.
Wow.
And now you started pretty small, right?
It did. It started in my house.
Yeah.
Kind of by accident. Right. We were working on, my wife and I were working on one of our own dreams. Everything had been going great, and then in a short period, everything fell apart, and I was about ready to give up. And then I thought, you know, we need some help. And I thought, maybe our friends could help us.
Yeah.
And then I thought, wait, if I'm going to ask my friends for help, I should probably know what their dreams are so I can maybe help them too. And so we invited everybody over, had everybody write down some dreams on sheets of paper. We put them on the walls and just went around and looked at each other's dreams to see if we could help each other out.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting concept.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of one of the, we always say it's a little bit, I think, a taste of heaven, or maybe the ways that we're kind of originally designed, because I think we're all supposed to encourage each other and all supposed to be, you know, like, okay to dream. But we don't just get to do it very much. Mm-hmm. And so this really kind of creates an environment for people. It's a safe, fun environment to do it. And I'll tell some stories on the front end. I'm a storyteller. That's what I do. Just to kind of get things started. Because most people that come, honestly, have no idea what their dreams and goals are.
Yeah.
But they come to just think about them, you know, and be inspired. And, you know, when the dreams start to go up on the walls, you start to get to thinking about, well, I hadn't thought about that. But yeah, I'd like to have that dream too.
So you don't have to have a dream if you want to come to
Most tonight. People don't. You know, really? I mean, I think a lot of people start out in life with dreams. You know, and sometimes they go well, sometimes they don't. A lot of times they get buried or forgotten. So a lot of times what you'll see is people coming and giving themselves permission to dream a lot of times again. And, you know, all sorts of dreams go up on the wall, big, small, everything from taking a trip to, you know, writing a book to running a marathon to starting a business. All sorts of things have gone on, and all sorts of connections have happened because of it.
And now in those 10 plus years, have you heard back from people who like came to a big dream gathering, wrote down a dream and then accomplish their dream?
It's amazing. It's one of those that's kind of one of my favorite parts of the job, is just to get to hear some of those stories. And you get to hear all sorts. I mean, we've had people start businesses, nonprofits, connect and write a book together. Last year, we had a 9-year-old come, and she wrote down that she wanted to write a book. She had told her mom she wanted to write a book. There was a lot of drama in her school. And so she wanted to write a book about that fix it and all of that. And her mom said, you should do that. And her mom had been encouraging her for a while, but she wrote it down and then put it up on the wall, and a bunch of people said, go for it, this is awesome. And it was obviously a little girl's handwriting, you know, but very nice penmanship, of course. But you know, it was obviously a little girl's handwriting. Beautiful. And her mom let us know she got home and was so inspired by all those comments that she actually wound up writing a book, and she got it into all of the elementary schools in Iowa past year. So it's, you know, it's those kinds of dreams that are a whole lot of fun.
I'm curious, how is it really lighthearted, in the sense that, you know, if I go and put something on there, I mean, can we laugh at it a little bit? I mean,
category.
Not in a put down way.
No,
kind of. Wow,
there's
that's
fun dreams.
There. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of fun. I mean, there's we have different categories to help people kind of think about their life and the things they want to do. So there's a career category. There's a business category. Health and fitness, relationships. Yeah. What's up?
Sure.
Right. But there's also a category of dreams that defy categorization category, which is my favorite to watch. You just never know what's going to go in that category. All sorts of fun dreams. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to drive monster trucks, or I want to, you know, do things. There was one last week where somebody came and said, I think somebody's joking around. I said, why? I went over. She goes, it says, I want to learn how to play the ukulele. I think that's silly. I was like, somebody probably really wants to play the ukulele. It's a cool thing now, right? Like, thank you.
How often do you run into somebody?
Exactly, right. And you never know. Like, we had one where, you know, a bunch of people wound up saying they wanted to learn how to play the guitar. And as it turned out, a few of those were at the same, they were actually from the same organization. They all came together and they realized it. And they actually had an intern who played the guitar really well. And so they came back. They all realized that was something they shared. So they came back. This intern started teaching guitar classes at their office. You know, just fun stuff. And, you know, you just never know what might happen when you give yourself permission to dream and when you do it together.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. Okay. Big dream gathering. It's tonight. Tell everybody when, where,
so,
what
to
do.
So, yeah, it's at Drake University. It's open to the public. We have a national sponsor, American Family Insurance, so they make it free. And we are able to to give a free copy of one of my books away to the first 100 people. Get them there, right?
Right.
So it's at 6:15 to 6:30 is registration, and then the event is 6:30 to 8. It's at the Olmsted Center in Parents Hall. Should be a blast. We're going to have a lot of people there. It'll be really great.
Awesome. Right. Very cool. Big Dream Gathering tonight over at Drake. Mitch Matthews.
Thanks, guys. You guys are
good
awesome.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Mitch. Good luck tonight. I'm sure it'll be big as always.
Get the latest videos, things gone viral, and more fun by liking Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Facebook.
Star 102.5.